I'm not Gino Bisconti.
And I'm not Aaron Berg.
But we're hosting this abortion of a show anyway.
That's right.
Go to the graphics.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes.
This is not our idea. And hi.
Hi, and I'd like to give a special hi shout out to Gino. First time, long time fan of the show, is watching from home with his disgusting cat.
Speaking of abortions.
That's right. Before we start off, Bill, I just want to say we've added yet another item to our merch store. This is a cup of boiling hot water. If you would like this cup of boiling hot water, go to the you're on the website. Buy it. It goes really well with your Garrett Steak t-shirt and your In Hot Water hat.
Look how happy Garrett is that you're just giving him that plug. Yeah, I know. By the way, first of all, you make fun of Gino and Aaron. At the very least, they try to make a profit off
all
their show.
Go to me.
Yeah.
Real
not
quick,
Aaron Berg.
Just a few Garrett t-shirts left, so buy them now.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yeah, that's only because you bought all of them and have worn them all out.
Garrett learned that trick from me. tell people there's only a few left, and suddenly people will purchase. Also, I think that we should just do a blanket apology to everyone who's in studio this morning.
Yeah, let's take a look.
Gino decided not to tell them
no
about
one.
Our plan. So they are all here see him and Aaron.
No, they
lies.
Don't. I don't know if we have the mic available for the couch Greek choir that we have right here so they can express their disappointment on the fact that indeed Gino and Aaron maybe hosting a show right after this that normally is ours. But nope, this is it. This is what we're doing today. And by the way, I can't emphasize this enough. This was all Gino Bisconti's idea. Mm-hmm. I was not that excited about it until I saw Five Fan Photoshop's wonderful graphics.
That's right.
And then I got a little more excited. Thanks for coming, guys. I apologize.
Happy April Fools. Who's pregnant? Who's pregnant in the audience today? Because it's April Fools, right? Everyone does that.
You didn't have it.
I see a beard that looks pregnant.
Oh.
Yeah, that fish hair looks like it's carrying a
fetus. You know
what?
I'm all about equality.
Yes.
About time.
Well, guys, we truly apologize for all of this, but this was Gino's longtime idea. It must have been almost a year ago where
yes.
Gino started talking about.
Even before Halloween, which do you want to show the clip of that?
Well, all right. Gino Bisconti decided that on April 1st, Joanne and I were going to host his show, and they possibly are going to host ours with more Five Fan Photoshop wonderfulness to come as far as that's concerned, as far as our graphics are concerned. But before that, Joe and I kind of took his idea and plagiarized it on Halloween. Here's a clip of our episode on the
31st. Hey! We're hanging out!
Hold on, I gotta go to the bathroom.
We're hanging out, you guys! Fucking Sarah, call me eventually!
I hate my wife.
Because he still loves Sarah.
Goddamn. Tallahassee Squints didn't beat the spread.
Do you want to throw machetes later?
We're hanging out! We're hanging out!
I just...
Kill me! I'm homeless!
I have an addictive personality. I don't drink, but I smoke cigars every day.
Apparently Aaron Berg's turned Canadian by way of Minnesota. Oh, God.
I have a baby.
N-bomb. Jews!
Gino, come on. Oh, wow. Memories. Good times.
So now, while we're still hosting In Hot Water... We're not going to be doing that, and you're welcome. But if you also recall, on that very same episode, now, Joe and I planned that last minute the night before, and I asked Gino for his stupid Charger sweatshirt, you know, to complete the appearance. And last minute, Aaron and Gino came on as, well, me and Joe, let's take another look.
Hello.
We did not know this was happening.
Hello.
Hey, everyone. Oh, no. Sorry I'm late. Hey, good news. I got Coke coming. What's going on?
All right.
Hey, is that your cat, Gene?
This next segment is called Meet Our Guest.
Oh, Meet Our Guest. We love Meet Our Guest. Can we see the clip?
Here we go.
Oh, our next guest, you love him on In Hot Water. He's also the host every Monday night at Frantic. Please welcome Canadian Aaron Bird.
Hi.
Do I really sound like that?
Our next guest, you know him from In Hot Water.
You can tell
he's
we're not
in trouble.
Right, yeah,
please welcome Gino Bisconti.
Oh, hold on. I've got to go take a nap.
Bill Schultz is sleeping on
funny.
The couch.
It's funny Bill's making fun of Bill taking naps.
God,
when indeed there are bumper stickers in our lobby of me taking a nap. Gino,
I have an audition tomorrow. It's very exciting. It's two lines. One is dump those landlords on my best.
Wait, chest.
I read it wrong.
Joanne, I gotta say, you are looking really good.
So are you, Aaron.
It's good to bump into you. That's the best.
Bill, can,
it is.
Gino.
Hi, Six.
Hello, how you doing? Daddy slept on my ass.
Oh, yeah, Stacey Pressman went as Gino's cat.
That's all I did
she was like an
baby.
Asian.
What?
This isn't
nothing.
A calico. Is it a cat? Wait, does he have a calico?
No.
It's all white.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know breeds of cats.
Like, well, you don't understand animals because you don't like to feel.
Don't.
You're a sociopath. But yeah, it's a calico cat, and hopefully Gino's already rolled over on it since he has a little bit of an extra amount of sleep.
No, he got the blood work back. She's all good.
Well, how do you know that and I don't?
I think I watched a video.
The best part was I got to write Six across Stacy's chest.
Oh, you
marker.
Wrote it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I still remember.
Nice. I think Stacy thought that was the best part, too. Look at that.
Also, later in the show, I derobed. I took out all 30 crumpled up plastic baggies that were my muscles.
I was very impressed. You did do that last minute. It was easy for me to be Gino.
You know,
it's a little harder for you to be
Aaron. You all have a cabinet with those bags that you get from like the CVS or the grocery store. And I was like, this is what recycling is all about. Reuse, people.
Oh, God. God bless steroids and God bless Canada. And by that, I mean God bless Aaron. Mm-hmm. So this is it, you guys. Now, the other thing is we may have one other guest.
Well,
he's run
technically several guests.
Several guests, because aren't they all about their characters on In Hot Water? But Mike Figgs is going to be dropping by to help us out with some stories. And wait, did you just go to take a leak? All right. She's got a bad bladder. But I don't know how they do this. See, our show is much more structured. But Mike Figgs will be coming by a little bit later, and he is going to help us out with some stories. And the thing with Figgs is whenever he's on our show, he asks me what characters he's going to do. And I'm like, that's an In Hot Water thing. We don't do that. You're going to actually have to be yourself. And at that point, he melts, starts weeping, and realizes that he doesn't know who he is. But this, since we're doing In Hot Water, all bets are off. So Figgs is going to go full on In Hot Water today. Oh, shit. I think we have breaking news.
Breaking news! Breaking news!
Where's my pencil? All right! Yeah. We're hanging out!
Yeah!
We're hanging out!
So, we have some news stories right there, Bill Schultz.
Breaking news guy, you sound a little different.
I have a cold. It's allergy season.
Sounds like you have a little estrogen, too. All right, what do we got, breaking news guy?
Oh, did you hear about this one man from Turkey? He took flight, unlike turkeys, because they're usually on the ground.
That's very true. Turkeys are indeed flightless, breaking news guy. Do you have any video proof of this?
I believe I do. However, I only work in print, so can somebody else pull it up?
It's a wonderful industry.
Checking the television on top of the keyboard right now.
Okay,
here we go.
Breaking news, guy doesn't know what that means. Again, he's from the 1920s, hates women, and would beat up Joanne if she was here. Let's go.
Outdoor umbrella, and he was lifted. Oh, my God. Come on.
Oh, wait.
Look at this. A human Mary Poppins.
The man was trying to keep the umbrella in place on the ground, but that did not work out.
I fucking love that.
Luckily, we're happy to report he is okay. But when the rogue umbrella came in for a landing, it actually knocked another man out and broke some of his ribs and foot. All right. I didn't see that end.
I don't like the ending there. Either. But the beginning of it.
Now, breaking news guy, I feel like this thing called cable news told me a lot more than you did. Not that I don't respect your ancient profession.
Unfortunately, I only read the headlines, and I read it wrong.
Breaking news guy, it sounds like you did absolutely no backup for the show. Almost like a co-host I have.
Well, I don't need to because I'm very good looking.
By the way, breaking news guy, I normally watch you on In Hot Water when Gino and sometimes Aaron when he doesn't have a bad bladder host, but your lips look a lot more pert and, dare I say, with makeup on today. Oh, God.
That's right.
Somehow it grosses me out.
I got a little work done. You gotta keep looking good when you work in the news, Bill. Keep looking good.
Your old-timey accent just keeps going back and forth. Sometimes it's a little Canadian. Sometimes it just sounds like you are a woman. And then other times it kind of sounds like Aaron Berg, if he was a woman.
How dare you, Bill Schultz? How dare you? I am whatever gender I want to be.
Breaking news guy, I believe you have an assistant that you sometimes have sex with, sometimes beat. And otherwise
off.
Just wish she didn't have a vote. Is she available or is it just you?
Nope. It's her time of the month and I think that's grossy gross. So I sent her home.
Grossy gross. My favorite 1920s term for a lady's menstrual cycle.
Definitely.
What else you got for me, breaking news guy?
Wait, but you didn't. It's bee's knees. It's grossy gross.
Raspberries. Come on.
Razzmatazz.
Yeah, that's the other
Skidoo.
Stuff they say.
Skidoo!
What else you got for me? Actually, you know what? I'm going to feed you another thing that has, and work with me on this breaking news guy, because again, you're from another era, even though you're wearing lipstick like a man from this era. We have a couple of other breaking news stuff. There's some controversy with this thing called a bagel. Now, in your world, that involves Jews that I believe you don't like.
Tasty.
Yeah. There's been this thing where bagels have been cut differently, and it's gone global.
What?
Now, wait. I can't tell if I'm turned on or I just want to fucking kill myself right now. Jesus, this is all your fault, Gino.
Do it, Bill Schultz. Do it. Kill yourself.
I think if it wasn't for the fact that you were holding papers, I believe you'd be jerking off right now, breaking news guy.
Wait. Hold on. Let's go ahead and check out the beating off. Yes, beating off. We have footage.
One guy beating off his office bagels.
Well, hold on. We're doing the bagels first, you weird half-man, half-woman.
No, show the beating off.
That was British.
I'm having an identity crisis.
Jesus fucking Christ.
The beating off.
By the way, how are they able to actually marry Joe's lips to Breaking News Guy but not Aaron's? That's the part that weirds me out.
My name is Ben. Joe.
All right, let's go to beating off. Thank you, breaking news guy. Guy.
There it is. Oh, yes.
What? You are so literal.
Oh, look at that. Oh, nice. Fluff it up.
Actually, that is Fluffy. Making me hungry.
Fluff it up, yes.
I think I need to go back to just being a singular host here.
Yes. Don't bruise it.
By the way, really feel it, breaking news guy.
You don't
really feel it.
Nice.
Good Lord.
Down. Very good.
Look at all these people here that are already disappointed in us, breaking news guy.
This is also known as Egg Watch. April Fools. Egg Watch, April Fools.
Keep bringing that home. It is indeed April, and I guess this is April Fool's Day.
All right, let's get back to your stupid bagel story.
All right, yes. Again, it involves Jews who, again, I'm told, breaking news guy, you do not like. And Jews in the sense that I'm assuming they invented the bagel. But here is the...
It was actually the Italians, Bill.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, actually, my co-host is half Dago. I'm sorry, Italian. And I wish he was here to actually be aware of this story. But
they wanted a food they could hold in one hand while beating their wives with the other.
Not bad. All right. Breaking
I'm
news, guys. Come
back,
and collect.
Bill.
I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
All right, breaking news guy. Again, this comes via video. It's a thing that happens in the late 20th century.
Okay.
So here it is. There's this thing where that's caused the internet to go afire of bagels being cut differently. Let's ape what CNN already told us. That's code for cable news network, breaking news guy.
A story that's really dividing a lot of people online. One guy served his office bagels that were sliced like loaves of bread. It doesn't sound like a big deal, right?
It's got
But the man who tweeted
afire.
The picture captioned, "Today I introduced my coworkers to the St. Louis secret of ordering bagels bread sliced."
That's
and it was a hit.
Thing.
And now he's getting
toasted
online.
I don't remember it being
online.
Cut like this
there,
in
right?
the Midwest.
Someone replied, "I live in St. Louis, and I would like to clarify that we are not all sociopaths." Yeah. Another Twitter user called the vertical slices, quote, "a crime." It looks like they're from Panera, and the company did tweet that their team is divided on the slices.
Yeah, people were having a problem with this.
So people are upset about this breaking news guy. Are you even aware of what a bagel is?
Disgusting.
Apart from your horrible,
that
horrible...
That is disgusting. Every morning I eat bacon, eggs, some rye toast that a woman makes for me. Cut the crust
gotta
off.
Do this.
That's the only sort of cutting I like.
That's not very manly.
What?
Getting the crust cut off? That's kind of childish.
No. Have you ever had crust? It's disgusting, Garrett.
All right, I'm sorry. Sorry, LNG.
Garrett, I'm a little confused by breaking news guy again, because I almost heard some British there. I guess a little Canadian.
It
and
was
then
Irish back... before, during the egg watch. It was definitely
What is
Irish.
Going on with breaking know. News guy? It's
oh,
like
I'm
he's...
sorry, Bill. You just sound drunk.
Well.
Is that Jameson I'm hearing?
Look, the host of this show is always drunk, so at least I am in character. God damn, I'm sorry I started.
Maybe he's
Jameson
being so. All-inclusive.
You thank know? You.
Yeah. Just spreading
thank you very
around.
Much.
I like diversity in the morning.
Last night, while I was working. Now,
don't you think that's a good idea with the bagels, though, if you're sharing it with like a company?
Sure. I don't have anything. I don't understand why this was such a big deal.
Me,
I
like maybe
but it
I don't
really
want a
was.
Whole bagel. I just want a few slices of it. All right, fine.
Oh, hey, yeah. Garrett, do you also cut your pizza with a knife and fork?
Listen, Mr. Crustless.
What voice is that?
I don't mind the bagel sliced differently. It's the same bagel.
What spread do you like, Garrett?
What voice
Lox
is that?
Lox and cream cheese. A little red onion on top. That'd be nice.
Do you like a caper?
Yep. So salty.
Love salt. Love it. All right, that's it for me, Bill. I have to get back to work because my secretary is, she has the menses.
That is early 20th century for menstrual cycle, you guys.
I invented it.
And breaking news guy, I feel like the fact that you're even mentioning that, I'm cycling with my co-host who is still taking a pee break. I don't know where the hell she is.
Fire her.
Yeah, well, Aaron doesn't do much co-hosting either, so you're on point.
And I'm off. Do, 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 do.
Not bad, not bad. Oh, God. Again, I can't send your letters to Gino Bisconti. This was all his idea. How, are you sure you were taking a leak? I feel like right, it took a big old lady dump.
It's my time of the month, so I kind of have to.
Yeah. I think it was your time of having pizza the night before. That was a long bathroom break.
What I miss? Anything? Oh, you know what? I heard this story about bagels. people slicing them like bread. And here's people are burying the lead here, right?
Oh, yeah, you're upset about
it. Nobody slices a loaf.
Still kind of in character.
Nobody slices a loaf of bread. I only know people who buy already sliced bread.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, actually, that makes sense.
So that was all I had.
So, but
I don't know that there was.
Why do you think that this is a thing? Why do you think people are upset about
it?
I
do understand it, right? In the office, somebody brings in treats. You always have that one woman who cuts like an eighth of the bagel. Like she just wants a little bit. Take the whole goddamn bagel or just have it sliced in half. I think that's good enough.
You're the real hero, you possible anti-Semite. We've got Bob on line fun, and I believe he has a critique of the new breaking news guy. Get ready for
Hello?
Some constructive
Hello?
Criticism. How you doing, Bob? By the way,
I'm all right. I'm over here at the Lower East Side Guardian. Didn't hear much, racism coming from the legit news guy. I wanted to know if she'd like to come back.
That's right. We need to be more offensive. This is in hot water.
Oh, we don't actually have control over that. Breaking news guy is a real person.
Thank you.
Who is stationed decades in the past. But we'll pass on the note.
Well, Bob, what are we missing that we need to do right now?
Is there a certain race we should focus on?
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to be too specific, no. There's a
look at that. He doesn't want to be racist.
No. Give it to us.
Oh, okay.
Actually, wait. It's Free Monday, so be careful.
Subject, there's a whole vast majority of a bread there that's going to be brown pumpernickel, some of it's rye.
Oh.
Going to go into that.
Nice. Very safe to just be racist about bread.
What about poppy seed?
Is Hunger bread?
But you know what? Actually, bagels are offensive to the gluten-free community.
What about the Jewish community?
The Jewish community?
To them.
It's a main source of nutrition, right?
I have a very big nose and curly hair, so I'm already offended. Even though technically I'm not Jewish, but I don't like where you're going from that.
But thank you for the note, Bob, and we will pass it on.
Wait, Bob, I do have one more thing to say. There is another segment on In Hot Water, and I don't watch it anymore because I like America. But there is a segment, I believe it's called Grape of the Day. I think it's
Grape
called
Grape of the Day, yeah. There's
it's Grape of the Day.
Of the day. Yeah.
Am I right on this?
Oh, yeah. There's even a song for it.
It's called Grape of the Day. Yes?
It's the Grape of the Day.
Thank you.
Yeah, something like that.
There's also the
Black Eye of the Day.
Thank you, Bob. Bye. Bill, we're going to patch you into our affiliate station real quick.
Okay.
Pat,
are you patching me in? To our affiliate station?
Yes. Hold on. No. Oh, me? Oh, hello.
No, that's just her in the studio.
Hello, this is JoJo from WINE.
Why don't you talk like this on our show?
Filling in for Randy this morning. He had a rough weekend, so they called me in to pinch hit. So I'm here.
Randy in the morning?
I'm JoJo at WINE. That spills wine. So, coming up in the next... Thank you. Pow.
No, JoJo, you don't need to make those noises because they already did the sound effect, yeah.
Pow.
Okay, all right.
Coming up in the next hour, we will be giving away our Grape of the Day. That's right, today's Grape of the Day is a Petite Syrah. Do you want to play the video, Garrett? Petite Syrah, she's a young grape. She's from California. She has a full body, long legs, very drinkable. She's bold. She's spicy. No, this isn't the video, Garrett.
I like how you're editing this in there.
So, if you want our Grape of the Day, all you have to do is send in a picture of your favorite landscape. That's right, landscapes for grapes.
What does landlord sound like?
What do you mean, the act of the landlord or people when they see a landlord?
Hmm, No, it just seemed like to be a catchphrase for a former co-host that I used to have.
I don't know who that is. Now. This is Landscapes for Grapes. Again, Petite Syrah. She's tiny. She's mighty. And she'll last all night. Swirl her around.
I'm starting to think it was rape of the day.
Take a sip. Oh, that's a supple, supple grape. Oh, what's happening? Oh, you take off that top.
I'm actually starting JoJo and Wine, whatever station that's called. I'm starting to think that their segment was called Rape of the
Day. It looks like this grape is about to get screwed. Oh, what are we about to pop?
This is all your fault, Gina.
That cork. She's the grape of the day. Keeping it nice and tidy there. Show it off.
I see. You have a future in voiceovers.
Yep.
This is the only time I've ever been attracted to you.
Ooh, what's happening? Oh. What's about to... Oh.
I haven't seen this video yet.
There she goes. She's a wet wine.
Again, I think...
Fill it up.
I think it was called Rape of the Day. I don't think it was Grape
of the Day. Rape of the Day. Oh, look at that color. Look at that body.
There's some tannins in there.
That's right. Empty it out. Well, Bill, that's it from JoJo at WINE. Again, coming up next hour, win that very grape of the day, Petite Syrah. Send us Landscapes for Grapes. Randy will be back tomorrow. I won't miss him.
Is Randy in the Morning still dead and or has AIDS? Because I want him replaced right away. Where the fuck did you go? Did you take another piss?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
Because the bathroom was locked the first time. There was someone in there, so then I had to go back.
We need to keep the bathrooms open at all time, although we can't because Gabby Hoffman is still in the building.
Actually, I don't know. There is a sign on her door that she moved. Now,
oh, really?
I like to think it's similar to like Halloween when parents don't want kids or adults don't want kids coming to their apartment. They're like, we're not home. So it might be that, but it seems pretty dark in there.
Every time I hear the words that rhyme with Schmabby Schmoffman, I flinch and get fever sweats. So we won't mention her anymore, even though she is actually a regular personality on In Hot Water and even more of a regular personality on Garrett's Lap. Now, when we had this audience here that was not aware of the fact that Gino and Aaron were not going to be here, and look how disappointed they are.
I don't know. They seem to be laughing a little bit. They're having a good time.
It's called Mercy Laughs. They did mention that they'd rather see Andrew Schultz than me. Mm. That, as my mom calls him, the successful Schultz. Andrew Schultz apparently texted you about Disney World, did he not?
You know, Andrew's a hot shot.
By the way,
right?
I love the fact that my cousin's texting you instead of me.
I know people.
Jesus Christ.
He's a hot shot traveling around a lot. He just did some shows in Florida. I think he was in Orlando. And so he was
doing his play-by-play.
He was asking me advice about where to stay in Disney. And I was like, I don't know why he's asking me. I was just there in December.
So you would know.
I guess that was why. So I am not as wealthy as Andrew. So I was like, I stayed outside of the resorts. Like, it's still a part of Disney resorts. You get like the free shuttles and whatever, but it's cheaper. And then I was like, as far as the resort goes, like, I don't know. And he's like, well, no, like, give me a suggestion. I was like, I don't know. I'm not a Disney person. He's like, I thought you were. What about me gives off the vibes that I'm a Disney
person? Well, who said that she kind of looked like a Disney princess? Like, a little bit. Yeah, absolutely.
Which one?
Hey, what's up, man? It's John. I'm sorry. I was running really late, man. What's going on, guys? Some guy, like, threw himself in traffic, man. But that's hilarious, Joanne.
Someone threw themselves into
traffic. Too soon.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I was in Harlem, and I think some Puerto Rican guy, like, threw his body into tracks, man. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Tell me his name starts with... It ends with ngs.
It might have, man. It just smelled like adobo, like the blood. You could smell the adobo on it, man. This is crazy, man. But I'm here, man. We're going to have a good time.
Show us your face.
Oh, God.
I don't know if I want to do that right now, man. Come on.
It's because you're too horrified. But we were just talking about some Disney princesses. Because we have a story about Disney.
Thank you for the lead. Oh, but first of all, we have Daryl who's giving us some constructive criticism.
Oh, nice. Daryl.
Daryl from Philly.
Oh, it's Daryl from Philly. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I just want to let you know this is the worst fucking episode of In Hot Water ever. It's worse
this
than
was
the
not
one
our
where
idea.
I love it. I
this,
love
this
it.
This is worse than the one where Aaron was making shitting and vomiting noises for 45 fucking minutes.
I was actually there for that one, yeah.
I think I was a guest on that one.
That was you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
All right, Daryl, how can we make it better?
Yeah, how do we fix this dumpster fire?
Well, the last caller was right. There's no overt racism at all. There's no hongers. There's no nignogs. There's nothing. So you need to...
Thank you for noting that it is Free Mondays and censoring yourself on that one.
You know what I will say, Bill? I think that we all put on our knickers 1 foot at a time. How's that?
God.
You know what my favorite potato chip is?
What?
Salt and vinegar.
Nigger.
Thank you, Garrett. Uh-huh.
Do you
By
eat,
the way, now Garrett's getting fired.
Do you eat them
Free
in your,
Mondays!
Do you eat them in your knickers, Garrett? Pantaloons? Okay.
Well,
the reason I bring this up...
Daryl, thanks for the constructive criticism. We can only
I don't know if it was constructive.
We can only go
criticism.
Up from here.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
But I said knickers.
Careful. All right, you use the CK. But the reason that I brought this up in a bad, bad segue way, and normally on our show we have actual segues when they're good, is that Disney Parks have announced that there will be no... Oh, no, wait, but that's a morning thing. That's a morning thing. Thank you, though. It makes me nostalgic. Disney Parks have announced that there will be no more smoking areas as of May 1st.
Oh.
And as one who's gone to many a Disney park for many an article...
Mm-hmm.
Trying to live my best life. And a smoker, I'm not happy about this. And as is most of America that goes to Disney World when they made enough money to not go to Six Flags and wants to smoke. And I believe we have video of other people that are upset about the no smoking policy.
What?
People forget how many Disney movies characters... Look at Pinocchio now. Peter Pan. Now, if you really want to have some in hot water fun, forget about all the characters in Disney movies that smoked. And we're going right up until the mid-90s.
She gets so high.
Oh, yeah. Well, by the way, that was Aladdin.
Oh, wow. Oh, right.
Oh, and Little Mermaid, too. But even...
And then he's in blackface. That's offensive.
Yes.
A lot of pipe smoking. Can we bring back the pipe? What? Wait, what peanut butter? Oh, yes. Peanut butter, Dalmatian, and a pipe.
And we'll good it. Oral sex. Not that I know what that is.
Well, when I was in Disney, I don't remember people smoking.
Yeah, there's designated smoking areas. Believe me,
okay.
I knew.
Well, I think more offensive than smoking are all the strollers, which they're now banning extra large strollers, which means they're shaming fat kids.
Wait, why?
They need an extra large stroller.
No, extra large strollers for like twins.
Oh.
God damn it.
Breaking news. Hey, what's going on, guys? Standards and practices. How's everything going?
Oh, hey, what's
up? Doesn't sound like the normal standards and practices, but go ahead.
It's pretty sure this is the normal standards
and practices.
You might be a little drunk.
That's true, too.
I hope you guys are doing all right. The smoking story, our phone, it's going off the hook right now. People are calling in from all over the place.
Because it was so riveting.
It was so mind-blowing. We got a call from someone I think everyone's going to recognize. Do you want me to patch him in, Gino? I mean, Bill.
Wow.
I'll take that as
it's okay. All right, we're gonna Skype in. I just need you to press the button on the desk. It says Skype.
Beep. way I did that underneath the buck that, but desk. That was like Matt Lauer.
Hey there, you're talking about smoking.
Hey, Goofy.
It's me, Goofy.
Oh, wow. Goofy's got a shave.
What's going on? Listen, I mean, I don't smoke anymore because that's dangerous to your kidneys.
Wait, kidneys, Goofy?
Gorf, of course, because smoking causes so much kidney damage. Look at how white my teeth are because I stopped smoking.
Wow.
Real quick question, Goofy. Do you like Jell-O pudding pops?
I love Jell-O. Wait a sec. You niggas trying to set me up. Oh, wait, can't say that. Uh-oh, I think the people at the Irish pubs are finally happy now. Gorf. Anyways, so I'm gay.
Wait, now, Goofy.
Yeah.
Goofy, how did you quit smoking? Did you go cold turkey? Did you use the patch?
Gorf, I started doing the Juul. But I said, I'm not about this pussy shit. So I stopped doing it. I just went cold turkey. And now I just suck dick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you know what? They say smoking is really about an oral fixation.
Oh, yeah. You need the, I need the oral. So I'll go up to my partner. I'll say, just pull my ears while you fuck my mouth. Just hold back my wee ears and then fuck my mouth. It's like the old days with Donald and Goofy. Oh, I am Goofy.
Wait.
Anyways, go buy Kingdom Hearts 3. It's a good game and I'm in it.
Again, you look like Goofy, but it looks like you're hosting picture pages.
No,
who is this person? Why does the voice sound like this?
What do you mean? What kind of shit is that?
I don't know. It seems like you're roofing.
You're not being a nice host to me. I came all the way from Disneyland, California to say hello. I'm a big Joanne Nashinsky fan.
Oh, wow. Who's she? Goofy.
She was Miss Norlands, 1995.
Norlands. Amazing.
She's one of the baddest bitches around town. They say that she once sucked 3 dicks in the middle of the I-95 highway while singing Your Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion.
And you know what? That is a real talent, because to suck 3 dicks while singing those high notes.
She was singing from her belly button.
Now, Goofy, I want to play a quick game.
Oof.
It's going to be it's a fuck, marry, kill.
Ooh.
With
Goofy does not appreciate that kind of language, Joe.
Okay, Mickey. Here we go. I'm going to kill the black princess.
No, I didn't even.
I'm going to fuck the redhead one. And I'm going to marry
the
boy mermaid. Yeah, what's his name from Mermaid Story? What's
Prince Eric?
Yeah.
No, Goofy, we're hating out.
He's
but
got a man
it's
pussy.
called The Little Mermaid.
Oh, okay. Little Norf. Anybody got a cigarette?
See, Teddy, you came in late. Goofy is Bill Cosby, or is Bill Cosby Goofy? It's a think piece.
No.
Wow.
Goof. Bill Cosby doesn't go goof.
I don't think Goofy does that either.
Gorf?
Hey, Goofy.
I don't think Goofy does that.
Goofy, I would love to hear your Bill Cosby impersonation.
Okay. Hey, it's me, Bill Cosby. See, I can't do it. I just can't do it.
There you go.
Hi, it's me, Bill Cosby. Oh, look, I made a Jell-O pudding. Oh, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I could just do me. Goof, glop, goof.
So, Goofy, are you still allowed to hang out with Disney princesses?
Hey, I hang out with all those hoes.
Oh, wow, that's a. That's
but I'm not crazy
offensive.
With the one with the bow and arrow. I think she's a snatch eater.
Oh, the,
I know. I think she's a muff diver.
Is that the,
brave. She's a little too brave, always posting with her fat body. We get it, you're pregnant. I'm not watching your special, Amy Schumer.
Oh.
I'm more of a Chris D'Elia guy, because he's always like, goop and gop, goop. Anyway, so, all right, I'm going to go, I got to clean up Neverland Ranch. I'm going to give you guys a call. Thanks for having me. I love you, Bill, and I definitely love you, Nashinsky. You're my favorite Miss America.
That's not how you pronounce her
God
name,
bless
and she's
USA.
Not Miss New Orleans.
Goop.
She's Miss New York.
Wow.
See ya.
You know what? God bless Goofy.
You know, I'm so happy Standards and Practices patched that one through.
Yeah, no kidding. And
hey, Standards and Practices, guys, I really apologize about that. I didn't know Goofy was going to go off the wall like that.
Yeah.
Are you sure that was Goofy?
Pretty sure that was Black Goofy.
Well, Standards and Practices, I want you to hold on for a second because we have the actual possible host of the show.
No way. Okay.
On
all
the
right,
phone
I'm gonna,
right now.
Okay, we'll
but
catch
I think you're going to have to deal with this.
Hello?
Go.
I'm going to kill the Black Princess.
Who is this?
He's already signed off.
I believe that was Gino.
Yeah, that was it. And by the way, if that's how he is right now, get stay tuned for morning without a G. It'll be even worse than this.
Mm-hmm.
We have more constructive criticism. Jay on line fun. Jay, can you hear us?
Tell Bisconti if he ever does this again, I'm replacing his Jameson with antifreeze.
Oh, wow. It's got a nice tang to it. Antifreeze?
Oh, he'll drink anything.
Yeah.
Yes, he will. Jay, how can we make this better?
I don't know. The highlight of the show so far has been Joanne saying smoke a pipe and oral fixation.
Mm-hmm. Oral fixation. I'll say it every 5 minutes
more
if you'd like me to.
More of that.
Here, I'll pull the trigger for Joanne if she won't, okay? Jigs, spicks, kikes, and chinks, okay?
Free Mondays! God damn it.
Jay,
this is not how we get new subscribers, Jay.
The Free Speech Network.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, delightful Monday.
Ugh, God. this is how we draw people in.
Well, speaking of hating Black people...
Yay! Amazing segue.
Liam Neeson, he fucking apologized.
Ugh. Yes,
he apologized for saying.
Didn't he do that
after
lot?
After his friend or family member was sexually assaulted by a Black person, he wanted to go out and seriously injure the first Black person he saw. He
I
did not.
He a black bastard.
I think it's important to note that wherever he was, there weren't any, so he didn't get to. But he shared that tidbit on his own and then apologized with our help, our meaning the public. And do you think he should have?
Well, first of all, his premiere, I guess, for Cold Pursuit, which sounds like the name of every Liam Neeson for the past 20 years, movie, that premiere was canceled because of his quote unquote, possibly racist, comments. And, now he has done a very late, yes, indeed, interview saying that he apologizes.
Well, but here's the thing. We have an interview with him right now. If we can get him.
We do.
Online.
Hey, one second, man. It's John. Just we're having a little technical difficulties right now, man.
Oh, we
too soon.
We never have technical difficulties here.
Yeah,
something
going on right now. First off, we just figured out that it's not Free Monday, so we could say as many bad words as we want.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, that's beautiful. More technical difficulties.
Yeah, also, we lost all our sponsors from saying all those bad words.
Hey, Garrett.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, Aaron.
Garrett?
Yeah.
Hey, sorry, I'm late today. Is there any way that we can just, like, reschedule the show and start later?
Yeah, I think so, if you want, you know, like 10:30 or something, that good.
Yeah, just make sure, oh, God. Oh, my God, I did cocaine all last night because I didn't think that I would have to wake up today. You want to do a bump?
Oh, definitely, yeah, why?
Okay. Right. Here, give some to John.
No.
Yeah, I'll take some. Hold on, Matt. Oh, man, yeah, that's pretty good.
Nice. It's a bump.
I can't do too much. You know, Bill and Joe are still hosting the show here. I'm trying to pay attention.
Oh, they're doing a show?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Who knows?
Amazing.
What?
Oh.
Did he answer us?
I just heard that there was, I read in the Daily News there's a dead Black princess.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that her story? Yeah.
Garrett, make sure the mic's not on. I got
to
go.
They seem to not be talking or listening to us. I don't know what's going on.
All right, I'll see you in a bit. Bye.
And that was... Oh, wait, is our mic even on? There we go.
Go ahead. Hit the button, Bill.
Me.
Oh, there he is. Wow.
Oh, God.
Hey. Thank you for having me on the
Liam,
show.
Liam, boy, you've looked better. How you doing, rude. You giant Irish Sasquatch?
I'm really upset with myself for all the bad things I said about the Black people.
What did you say, dude?
I didn't mean what I said, and I came here to talk to you and apologize about everything that I said.
Well, now, initially you sounded like Liam Neeson. Now you sound like the Lucky Charms guy.
They're always after Madame Lucky Charms. Is that what you wanted me to say? I'm just doing anything that you want me to do.
All right, so Liam, what did you have to apologize about?
I was filled with so much primal rage.
Mm.
I found out that my wee girlfriend got raped. She got raped in her bum, and I mean, it was a brutal rape, it was. And she told me, I asked her, I said, who did this to you? Do you have a phone number? Can I call him and give him an offer that he can refuse?
No, that's The Godfather. That isn't even any of your movies, Liam.
What do? I call people and I go, I need to know your location. The Uber is only 5 minutes away. And I promise you, I've got the particular set of skills. Okay, that's my line. Okay, I remember.
All right, that is your line. So that is your line.
I said, yes.
Liam, are you basically saying that all of this was in preparation for a role?
Yes, that's true. It was in preparation. Well, this actually inspired me character. Sorry, my lips. I'm a little chapped.
Are you okay?
This is much better if Liam Neeson talks like this. Anyways, I'm practicing for a pirate role.
Liam Neeson.
Anyways, back to Nashinsky's question.
Yes, oh, Liam Neeson knows my name.
Yeah, this was right before I did my movie. Death Wish? What's the movie that I do that everyone loves?
Taken.
Schindler's List.
Yeah, Schindler. That's a funny one. So anyways, I found out that she was raped, and I just went into a primal rage. I asked her, I said, who did this to you? What did he look like? And right when she said black, I knew what the black bastard looked like. So I went outside and I said, at first wee black bastard I find, I'm going to kill him.
So I went. Well, it's got to be a wee black bastard, so you only wanted black midgets.
I was looking for the smallest black bastard out there. I said.
See,
you thought you'd win if they were very tiny, if they were Webster.
I can't take this apology seriously when you keep laughing through it.
I'm crying. I'm not laughing. I'm so sad. I'm crying here.
Aww. It's Joyce Novel.
She was brutally raped. And then this is right when my audition for SpongeBob and she was brutally raped, and I said, how could I avenge you? I know a particular thing of skills, and I could get revenge. And she said, no, please. She said, no, Liam, don't do anything. Don't ruin your career. I said, fuck it. I'm going to go out to Harlem and all the places where there's black people, and I'm going to walk around with Hawaiian Punch until one of them come to me. And I said, oh, boy, if I find a black bastard. And then I realized, I said, what am I doing? I'm a good Catholic man. I would never want to fight another person just because he's black. You know, maybe fight a person because he's a Democrat, but not because he's black.
Understood.
And I said to myself, oh boy, oh boy. I stopped drinking and I stopped killing the blacks. I haven't killed the blacks.
Did you do that for Lent or is that like a thing? Like just for 40 days?
Yeah, something like Lent. I gave him chocolate and killing chocolate. Hey.
Whoa, Liam, you're better than that.
I know. Basically, what I'm saying is I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. It was a primal rage because my wee friend got hurt by a wee black man.
You seem to have a thing for tiny people.
Well, I love Peter Dinklage.
He'll always look tall if he surrounds himself by very tiny people.
Well, but is it not Liam like 8'1"? Like he's like the tallest actor in Hollywood.
That's what
tallest
you think.
Irishman in history. You're 100% correct.
I mean, I don't want to go into the leprechaun stereotype, but as far as Irish people are concerned, you're even taller than that.
Bill, now that I'm sorry, give me a little kiss?
Oh, wow, this is lovely.
Now that's Irish. See, why can't we all just forgive each other? Let's forgive R. Kelly. Let's forgive...
Who else?
Harvey Weinstein. Let's forgive Oprah for giving away
Liam, you're getting yourself into more trouble here. I think Harvey Weinstein is... that's not somebody we should be citing.
Wait, why are we forgiving Oprah?
Because she...
What did Oprah do?
Because that black woman gives away so many Hyundais. She gives so many Honda Sonatas to people that don't deserve it.
I think she gives better cars than that,
though,
does she not?
She gives so many 1996 Toyota Camrys. And I'm always like, just give away a 2016. You got the money for it.
But that's a big audience.
I get a primal rage. I want to go outside and fight every black woman I see in the
street. Oh, so you've moved on from black men to black women.
Black men are great. I love basketball Americans.
Oh, there's some Lithuanians that are white that play basketball. Come on, Liam.
I know. I'm sorry.
But you're right.
Joanne Nishinsky, do you forgive me?
I forgive you, Liam.
Maybe I get a wee little kiss.
Well, everything's a wee.
Oh, wow. Yeah, mwah. There you go.
Was that not creepy?
Very.
Oh, your lips are magically delicious, Joanna.
Again, he's turning into the
put that on my own.
Anyways, my career's over. I don't know if you realize that.
Isn't there a Taken 4 in your future, Liam? Come on.
I do have a particular set of skills of doing the same movie 5 times. So, yes.
Oh, there will be another one. Come on.
Yeah, there will be another one.
But, like, how come you keep losing your kid?
Because the bastard's always leaving without texting me. I'll call him and I'll say, I will find you. I will hunt you down. I will do your taxes. And then he'll just be like, fuck you, Dad. I'm living my own life. And he'll hang up on me. Black bastard. I hate my black son.
Yeah.
I think he's black. He must be black. Helps.
By the way, the more he talks, the more I realize how much of a weak chin Liam has. I didn't realize the mouth offsets the chin.
Anyways, listen, I gotta go now. But look how white my teeth are.
I was going to say, like, that is not Irish teeth right there.
I know. I stopped drinking. My friend Goofy also stopped drinking and smoking.
You know, if we pencil in a little gray there, that looks like a girl Gino had sex with.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was trying to be cool. Anyways,
yeah,
Gino,
I apologize
Aaron
for that.
Bergstein, thank you for having me on the show. And maybe I can get my career back together.
Maybe. We're rooting for you, Liam.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
That accent kind of went all over the place. But I appreciate it. And what an exclusive.
I mean, but what a huge get, right?
Yeah.
What did we find out? Absolutely nothing.
Per usual. But that's how this show works. What else do you want to get to, even though you don't have the stories?
I mean, definitely, we love animals on our show. So I feel like we should bring a little bit of animals, some animal stories, to the forefront. You know, Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah.
You know, one tiger mauls you, and then what? We're just supposed to forget about you?
Thank you so much. So a handler that was working on Siegfried and Roy's show claims that it was not Roy, I believe, or Siegfried, or Sroy, as their couple's nickname was called. They claimed that he had a mini stroke on stage,
mm-hmm.
and that the tiger was trying to save him, and that's how he bit his neck and tried to maul him. No, it's because he's a tiger. And this guy is saying that the tiger actually was just distressed by a new thing they were trying to teach it, and mauled him for that. And the name of the tiger was Montecore, and they did not kill it. The Montecore lived forever. And this guy's saying that he's trying to bring truth to power, and that the tiger was guilty all along for just being a tiger.
Well, I also think it's important to mention that the trainer, Montecore's trainer, is actually Roy's lover.
No, Roy's lover was Siegfried.
Okay, I read this article wrong then.
You don't know how to
Isn't
read.
It more interesting if the trainer was the lover?
I wish we had Siegfried and or Roy on Line Fun, but we might have the tiger.
Wait, really?
Standards and practices. We're getting a call from one of the tigers, but I don't know. He's a friend of the tigers. He has a little bit of an ailment. I don't know if you guys
Right. This is a friend of mourning, and this tiger is much like the Bengal tiger, Montecore. But this tiger, and this is an actual fact, is named Kenny. And this is the only tiger in the history of tigers that has Down syndrome. Kenny.
Press the button there, Bill.
Beep.
Oh, Kenny.
There he is. Hi, Kenny. Now, Kenny, you, and this is a fact, Kenny was the result of both a brother and sister tiger having a kid.
Yeah,
this is absolutely true. This is absolutely true.
My brother and my sister, they both together, they did something together wasn't supposed to do that.
Kenny, the important thing is that the beautiful result was you.
The world is a beautiful place, and I'm a beautiful person. People said that I'm a beautiful person.
Now, Kenny, apparently you are friends with Montecore, who was Siegfried and Roy's tiger.
He's a piece of shit.
Why do you say that, Kenny?
I know I'm not supposed to say that word, but I'm gonna be honest, because we off the record, right? Are we off the record here?
Kenny,
I don't think you know what off the record means.
As long as we're off the record here, I'm gonna be honest, and he's a fucking piece of shit.
Kenny, why would you say that?
Because, he's like one of those people who, you know, just don't follow the rules.
What are the tiger rules, Kenny?
Don't bite people.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple when you think about it. You know, they say stay in the cage. You know, they will give me, like, peanut butter, because I love peanut butter. And they'll put peanut butter on a stick, and then I just listen to them. Because now, if I don't listen to them, they execute me.
Oh. Well, Kenny, I heard that both you and...
They execute me, but don't listen to him.
You and Montecore auditioned to be in this act, and he got it.
He did.
Why do you think you didn't get it?
Because I'm retarded.
Oh, no, you're not retarded.
No, if you're retarded, you can say that you're retarded.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't say that.
I would never.
You can't say that. That's not politically correct.
We use your words, Kenny. We talked about this. One syllable. Use the one syllable.
Politically correct. But anyways, Kenny, yeah, I'm pretty sure that he got it because he's normal.
Oh.
What if he's just more talented than you?
No, I'm definitely more talented.
Okay.
Look, Kenny. Does he know how to Skype and speak English?
That's actually a good point.
That's a good point.
Life goes on, Kenny. Life goes on.
Excuse me one second. Hold on one second. Wait.
Kenny.
I'm sorry, I did caca.
Not on air.
I do khaki in my pants sometimes. You know what? I think that's why I didn't get the audition, because when they say action, I just went like this.
Nice.
Yeah. Kenny, yeah. Come on. Not on camera.
I'm sorry.
Now, Kenny, listen, again, first of all, we prefer special needs. What were the words you used again?
Retarded.
Yeah, well, again, you're allowed to say it. Yeah. But Kenny, even though you're a retarded tiger,
you can't say that.
A riger?
No, you can't say retarded because you're not retarded.
No, but a riger.
You could say drunk because you're drunk. You could say like August.
That is
Gio's
nickname
kidney.
For me. Retarded tiger, yeah. Drunk. Yes.
Yeah. You could say hobo. You could say, I'm a hobo. Like, I would never call you a hobo because I have a cage to live in and a family that loves me. Oh, wait, did I get a little too deep?
Oh. No, that actually works.
I'm retarded.
You have amazing white teeth, Kenny.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
it's because I brush my teeth like 7 times.
Oh,
yeah, it's like one of my tics. I like to brush my teeth always. So I start my morning, I put on Golden Girls, and then I brush my teeth.
Look how happy he is.
I'm actually crying inside.
But I keep telling you, Kenny, don't eat the toothpaste.
But I like the way the toothpaste tastes.
I know, we all do.
They make it rainbow colors.
Oh,
because
nice.
You make different colors, and I say, why don't it taste like strawberry? It all tastes like mint. They trick you. It's the social media Jews that trick you.
Oh, wow. Kenny, who's telling you this information?
Alex Jones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like Alex Jones.
He has
the same energy that I have.
He really... Well, Kenny, you know who's a big fan of yours is Mike Figgs. And do you want to tell us what dates he's got coming up?
The show ending? We're going to go to 30-minute stoppage time. It's April Fool's. We're going to fool them and just keep going for 2 hours.
Let's do it. Daryl will love that.
What I got going on, I'm going to be in the Bronx Beer Hall on the 18th. And I might be in West Side Comedy Club tonight if I get out on time.
West Side Comedy Club always loves a promo from a Down Syndrome tiger.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. But guys, thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks, Kenny.
Make sure that you donate to UNICEF and you spay the whales.
No, we want more whales to reproduce.
Bye-bye.
I would like to thank everyone who is still watching.
I apologize.
I promise
you. This was Gino's idea.
Gino and Aaron will be on 10:30 morning with, what are their names?
Oh, thanks. You're finally here.
I'm so late. I'm so sorry.
Oh, wow. What happened?
Well, Joanne had a big train.
It was crazy, ridiculous. It just took forever to get here, but.
You didn't miss much.
Aside
from a disappointed crowd.
Everyone was calling in saying how good the show was. Our goofy card.
No! It was constructive criticism.
The wrong show.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Some guy was beaten off. I definitely heard beaten off.
Give me more eggs.
Puns.
Get his eggs.
Fucking Christ.
Watch.
Well, all right, Joe, any final thoughts?
No, just tune in to morning, 10:30.
Yeah, with, I guess not us.
Egg Watch Garrett?